The following hour is brought to you by Midas Resources, your trusted source for precious metals. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-855-660-4261. That's 1-855-660-4261. And now, your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. It is Sunday, and we are here to help you to have a great gardening season. We had a tough start. The weather was lousy from coast to coast, up and down, and everybody just seemed to get started later than normal. We are catching up, but, you know, it won't be as good of a year as we have had in the past, but we're going to do the best we can, and if you need some help, call us. It's toll-free, 855-660-4261. Now, if you want some additional help, go to my website, Paul Parent, like mom and dad, .com. Click on newsletter and put in your email address. Submit it to us, and we will send you an email every single Thursday. There's no charge. And I put 3 to 4 stories in the newsletter that will really help you a great deal. And if you click on newsletter archive, you'll see the newsletters of the past. So you can look at last week and the week before and the week before and pick up some information that will help you with certain plants. We do vegetables, flowers, shrubs, trees in the winter. We do tropical plants, herbs inside the home, how to start new seedlings. And then all of your holiday plants and bulbs. So sign up for the newsletter, and you'll get a whole bunch more information. Again, it's free, and you'll get a ton of information. www.paulparent.com. Let's go to the phone lines. Shane, who's up next?
Next up, we have Tina in New Hampshire, who wants to talk about her window box flowers.
Hi, Tina. Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul. Thank you for taking my call. Yes, we have, 48 window boxes that are on the bridge over the Merrimack, and we've installed them, and they have dried flowers. We have the yellow flowers, and then we have the ageratums. The ageratums have given us a problem. They've seemed to almost all dried out. The flowers have gone, and we had filled the boxes with fundy mulch and seaweed for 1 to 2 inches on the bottom. We sprinkled them with soil moist, and then we mixed Plantone and sprinkled that across it as well. Then we filled the pots up, and then we put the remaining soil on top. And then we tamped them down, and they've been on the windows, on the railings of the bridge since the 30th of June. And about by the 18th, they dried out.
Okay. Did the leaves begin to turn black?
No. I didn't see black. It just dried. Nothing black.
You planted directly in the window boxes, not pots in the window boxes, right?
Right. We took them out of the pots and we planted them into the window boxes.
Okay. And they got watered on a regular basis.
Yeah, Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays they were watered.
Okay. And you've used soil moist, you've used soil conditioners. I mean, you can't ask for anything better than that. Some years I've had a problem with the blue arjuratum, and it's usually a fungus. And the plant will start off good, and then slowly the leaves will begin to turn brown or black, get really crispy. You just touch it, and it falls apart.
Right.
It is probably a fungus called powdery mildew or downy mildew.
Okay.
Powdery mildew would put a white film on the foliage. Downy mildew will put a yellow, like a blotch, on the foliage. And if you go to, I think it was last week's newsletter, if not the week before that. I did a story on powdery mildew and downy mildew. And for some reason, if arjuratum doesn't have good air circulation, if they're crowded in a container,
right,
you will get that particular problem.
Okay.
So check out. Go to paulparent.com, click on newsletter archive, and then check on last week's and scroll through because there's a lot of stories on there.
Okay.
And when you see, there'll be a picture of a leaf that has downy and powdery mildew. And I think that's what you got. You've got moisture coming from the river. We've had a lot of rain this year in New England. We've had high humidity, and I think that could be the problem. So what I would suggest that you do, it's too late now, but for next year, don't put the blue arjuratum in. I would use a different plant, like maybe a dwarf snapdragon that won't get too big and overpower the container. You could use a plant like scovola. Scovola I love. It will give you blue, and it loves the heat and will tolerate drying out better than most plant. And scovola will cascade a good 15 inches from your window box. So you put it in the middle of the window box on the front, and it will cascade just like a vinca vine.
Right.
And it will attract hummingbirds. It will attract butterflies because they love that trumpet type flower, and it's a beautiful blue plant that will replace the arjuratum.
Okay. So what I've done now on the dried ones is I've cut them down. Is there no hope in them coming back?
If you cut it right down to the ground, I really don't think they're going to come back at this point.
Yeah.
I mean, what you could do is, if there's a nursery where you bought all the plants, you know, it is, you know, we're 3/4 of the way through July. And I'm sure they would give you a deal on annuals that they've got left over that you could at least put in there as a filler to finish off the season.
Yeah, because we're talking 92 plants. It's a good amount of plants. Okay, and just on another short note, I also got some zinnias, and I saw you in Hooksett a few weeks ago. And when we pulled the zinnia bud apart, we found a worm inside that. Now, I've used the Captain Jack spinosad on that, and it has not seemed to help with that.
Okay. Captain Jack is something that you've got to add. If you have a real problem, you should do it every couple of weeks. And what you can do with the Captain Jack is, if that little caterpillar is on the zinnia, it, once it's eaten some of it, it will go from plant to plant. And what I would do is water all of your window boxes, get them nice and moist, mix some of the Captain Jack, and put it in a watering can with a shower type N on it. It's called and water with the Captain Jack combination on all the foliage of all the plants. And that will protect everybody from this caterpillar jumping over from the zinnia to the other plants in your garden.
Okay. Okay. Well, that's a great idea. Thank you. Okay. Thank you. And I do appreciate the suggestions for next year, because we will be doing this again. And we just need a little tip there. So if I cut those down, I haven't cut them down to the bottom, but I've cut them down about an inch or so, or just to the live part of the, where the wood is no longer dry.
Yeah, if you did, then you've got a chance that it may come back. I would get a liquid food. Dr. Earth has a great liquid fertilizer with probiotics. And I would use that on it. And next year, in your window box, get some dynamite. It lasts the whole season for fertilizer.
Over 20 years ago, Dr. Earth fertilizer was formulated for the organic gardener. What made it so unique was the full spectrum of green super plant foods known as probiotics. It contains micro and macro organisms to digest and break down the organic matter in your soil and release it to the plant directly. It rebuilds the soil with the microbes needed by plants to thrive. Dr. Earth is the only fertilizer that feeds your plants and rebuilds the soil at the same time.
Mold on your siding, moss on your roof, mildew on your deck. The easiest way to get rid of it all is with Wet and Forget Outdoor. There's no scrubbing, no rinsing, and no pressure washing. Just spray and leave. Wet and Forget Outdoor is non-caustic and safe for any outdoor surface. Siding, roofing, concrete, stone, stucco, even fabric. Just spray and you're done with Wet and Forget Outdoor. Get Wet and Forget Outdoor at participating Lowe's Home Improvement stores or visit wetandforget.com for a store near you.
Are you an organic gardener? Farley does the fast-working and effective all-organic insect control available from Bonide Products. Bonide Captain Jack Dead Bug Brew is the answer for all your gardening insect problems. Captain Jack works two ways, on contact and through feeding, and it will ensure your insect problems are over. That's Captain Jack to control all types of insects, including caterpillars, beetles, spider mites, borers, and more. Use it on vegetables, flowers, berries, trees, and shrubs. Captain Jack, all-organic insect control. It's easy to use. That's Bonide Captain Jack. Are you looking for one product that will control your insect problems around the house, on your lawn, in the flower beds, or the vegetable garden? Well, Bonide has the answer. Bonide 8 Insect Control will control most common home, lawn, and garden insect problems. 8 is effective against more than 100 insects that destroy trees, shrubs, lawns, flowers, and vegetables. It can even be used indoors on houseplants. 8 will kill on contact, repel insects for up to 30 days. 8 is available in a dust, a concentrate, and a convenient ready-to-use spray.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. You know what the number one vegetable is? Tomatoes. More tomatoes are grown than any other vegetable in the home garden. And in next week's newsletter on Thursday, I have written a story about two problems that tomatoes get. One is the tomato hornworm, that big green caterpillar that's as big as your index finger, and how it grows and the parasites that attack it and what to use that's safe to kill the tomato hornworm. And the other problem is called tomato blossom and rot. And it's a browning on the underside of the tomato fruit. And if you're in your garden today and you see it on your tomato, pull it off and just throw it away because it's not going to go away. It's going to get worse. And the article will tell you what to do. Basically, you need to add lime. Use a product like the Jonathan Green and Bonide. Bonide has something called Turf Turbo, and it's a lime substitute, and it will do a great job, and it will eliminate it for the future. If you've got a wood stove, save your wood ash. If you have a fire pit, save your wood ash and throw it in the in your garden. Now, a 5-gallon bucket of wood ash is equivalent to a 50-pound bag of lime and will treat 1,000 square feet. So if you're growing tomatoes in the garden and you get blossom end rot, and also summer squash and zucchini, if you go to pick a zucchini or a summer squash and the end of the squash is all mushy and brown and wrinkled, blossom end rot. And adding lime, calcium to it will prevent it. So if you've got a fire pit and there's ash in it, throw it in the garden now. And then during the winter, as you clean your fireplace or your wood stove, then save it and apply it in the garden, and it works in a in the 2 week period. Regular limestone will take 6 months to do the same thing. And you will eliminate. If you're growing tomatoes in containers, it's a must. It really is a must. Okay. Shane, who's up next?
Next up, we have Dave in Massachusetts. He wants to find some snowproof plants for his front yard.
Dave, welcome to the Paul Parrott Garden Club. Are you planning on moving to Florida?
No, no time soon. Thanks for taking my call, Paul.
Okay. Tell me what's going on.
Well, I've got a small little yard in front of my house, and that's where I have to pile all my snow. And what I'd like, I have a couple of hydrangeas and a butterfly bush that are around the outside, and I've taken all my ground cover that was basically the rest of the garden, and I wanted to put in some nice flowering plants. And I didn't know what would work, if I could put roses in there or, you know, what's your recommendation on what kind of plants I can stick in there that are hardy enough to be packed in with a lot of snow?
Okay. The snow, how is it getting there? Are you shoveling it or is it being plowed onto it?
Well, it's being shoveled and snow blown, and a lot of it can come from the street. And then I have to move it again.
Yeah. So sometimes you get this heavy, wet stuff.
Oh, yeah.
You shovel it, and if you throw it even on a hydrangea, which has nice, thick stems, and if it's all heavy, wet, icy-type stuff, and you throw it figuring that, oh, we'll go between the branches, it just knocks it over. And then you end up with a lot of dieback on that plant. So what you're better off doing is using perennials. And if you go to a good garden center, they can help you design a perennial border that will give you color from June until September, October, and then it dies down to the ground for the winter. And you can dump 10 feet of snow and you won't hurt anything. The other thing to do is on your hydrangea, tie them together in a ball. That will prevent it.
Don't let biting, disease-carrying mosquitoes ruin your summer. Mosquito Dunks are America's best-selling organic mosquito killer because they are deadly to mosquitoes but won't harm people, fish, pets, birds, and other wildlife. Just float an all-natural mosquito dunk in ponds, bird baths, or wherever water collects to kill mosquito larvae before they're old enough to bite. Each mosquito dunk will kill mosquito larvae for up to 30 days. Mosquito Dunks are available at a garden center near you.
Paul Parrott here. For your baskets and containers, be sure to use Black Gold Water-Holding Cocoa Blend. Water-Holding Cocoa Blend combines coconut core and peat moss to give your container the edge in holding up in the summer heat and staying moist longer. Since it's OMRI-listed, your container and baskets will stay moist longer and be organic at the same time. Available at your local garden center, and for more information, visit blackgold.bz.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms, for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Whoa! This is big!
Not just big, it's the Freeze Dry Guys Giant Factory Authorized Sale. This month, save 30 to 45% off on number 10 cans of high-quality Mountain House freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy. Factory fresh stock just arrived, so now is the time to stock up with the finest, best-tasting, longest-proven shelf-life foods in the industry at giant savings of 30 to 45% off. But hurry, supplies are limited to only the stock we have on hand. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com. Hurry, the Giant Factory authorized Mountain House sale is going on now. Only from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
How long would you last if all grocery stores ceased to exist?
Not in America. This can't happen in America.
Because of my concern about our government, I was looking at survival stuff.
I was raised as a Girl Scout, and their motto is to be prepared.
Food for Patriots was an opportunity for me to be able to put some things aside. I said, well, this is a product worth having, seeing as it's so good.
Like the pricing for what I got. I like the containers. They were shipped in.
They keep in touch with you. You get your emails. You get your confirmations.
The customer service is just absolutely fantastic.
Plan on buying probably about 4 more of these minimum.
And it just came so quick. It came right when they said it would come.
Thanks for supplying all this stuff for us, because I think we're all going to be needing it in a very short time.
Join over 50,000 Americans who have trusted Food for Patriots. Go to GetSurvivalFood.com to learn more. That's GetSurvivalFood.com.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number, 855-660-4261. I don't know if any of you have watched the news this week, but I have to tell you, there's been a story that really caught my attention. We all remember the Beatles. Paul, John, George, and Ringo. Well, George Harrison passed away a few years ago, and in L.A., in one of the large parks there, they planted a tree, a pine tree, for his memory, put a nice big rock, planted a garden around it, and, you know, put his name and when he was born and when he died and some of the songs that he personally sang. And it became a really great place for people to go to have a picture taken who love the music of the Beatles. Well, they announced on the news this week that the tree that they planted for George Harrison is beginning to die. They began to inspect it, and they found out that beetles have bored into the pine tree, and they've killed it. So it's just incredible that the number one beetle who had a tree planted in his memory was killed by beetles. So if you get a chance, look it up on the internet. It's a sad thing, but I can't believe that a beetle killed a beetle's tree. Sean?
Shane, rather. I'm sorry, Shane.
That's all right.
Who's up next? Who's up next?
Next up, we have Ben in Maine, who wants to talk about tomato plants.
Good morning, Ben. How can we help you with your tomatoes today?
Hi. We have put up our first greenhouse this year, and we have about 50 tomato plants, four different varieties. They're in FarmTech grow bags with potting soil and soil moist. And yep. About a third of the plants have curly leaves at the top of the plants.
Okay. Do you have good venting in that greenhouse?
Yes, we have two fans.
You have two fans, and it's set with a thermostat, so when the temperature gets too hot, it blows the heat out?
Yes.
Okay. When you water, do you water directly in the bag and not over the top of the plant?
We water in the bag, and we check the bag first with a meter.
Okay. But you don't put any water on the foliage itself?
Correct.
Okay. That's good. Okay, now, is it happening just to a plant here and there, or is it all of them that the foliage is curling?
About a third of the plants.
Okay. Scattered throughout, or all in one section?
Very random.
Very random, so it's not just in one end.
Right.
Okay. What I would use is an organic fungicide.
Okay.
That will do a good job for you. It's called Agrafos, AGRA-FOS. And it was developed for the grape growers in France, and they started doing some testing in the United States, and Agrafos is the best natural organic fungicide for tomatoes. It will prevent early blight, it will prevent and kill late blight, and a lot of other fungus diseases on tomatoes. So that's what I would get. It's made by Monterey Lawn and Garden, and again, it's totally organic, and the same product will prevent problems with impatiens. And 3 years ago, impatiens were the number one selling annual. And then the blight came and killed all of the impatiens, and people didn't know what was going on. And all of the major universities across the country started testing different fungicides. And the only one that they found that worked was Agrafos. And so it will take care of the blight on your impatiens. If they're looking bad, they're falling apart, it will stop it. But for blight on tomatoes, that's where I would go. Again, it's organic, it's natural, and it's recommended by major universities for early blight, late blight, spotting of the foliage, yellowing of the leaves. That's what you want to get. And in your case, what I would do is I would spray the foliage weekly until the curling stops.
Great. Thank you very much.
Okay, thank you. You have a wonderful weekend, and we appreciate the phone call. Shane, who's up next?
Next up, we have Gina in New Hampshire, and she wants to know where she can find the seeds in her plants.
Gina, welcome to the Paul Parrott Garden Club.
Hello,
tell me,
Pa.
What are you trying to save seeds on? What type of plants?
Well, this year I bought all heirloom vegetable plants for my garden, and so I can take the seeds from all of them and prepare them for next year. Now, my question is a two-part question. How do I prepare the seeds? How do I dry them and store them to be used next year? And in six of my plants, I don't know where to find the seeds, and they are the kale, broccoli, romaine lettuce, beets, Swiss chard, and scallions. I have no idea where to find the seeds for them.
Okay. On all of your greens,
such as Swiss chard, lettuce, spinach. What will happen is it will make foliage, and the foliage is what you're going to eat.
Yes.
So when you get to a point where, like on Swiss chard, you pick the outer leaves. You don't cut the whole plant. You just pick the outer leaves, and new ones keep coming out. At the end of the year, and especially on lettuce, spinach, Swiss chard, and kale, when it gets hot, it's going to produce a flower that will come out of the center of the plant. And that is called bolting. And cabbage, I've seen it happen where the head of cabbage would crack open and a stem would come right out of the middle, make a flower. And when the flower drops, it will make a seed pod. And that's where you get the seed. On your broccoli, instead of cutting every single head, allow some of the smaller heads of your broccoli to produce yellow flowers. The yellow flowers will fade, and then it will make a seed pod. And when the seed pod turns brown in September, then you would pick the seed pod, and you would put it in a brown paper bag with the top open, and they'll dry, they'll explode, and they'll be trapped in the brown paper bag. Don't crumble it. Just leave it open so that you get good air circulation so that the seed that emerges can dry. On your tomatoes, slice them, and you'll see seeds. Scoop the seeds from your tomato, put them on a paper towel, and then put a second paper towel and pat it down to absorb as much of the moisture as possible. And then just put it on your countertop until they really dry out. Once they've dried out, then what I do is I put them in a white envelope. Never plastic. Because if you put them in a plastic, like a Ziploc bag, any moisture that's in that seed is going to begin to release moisture, and then you're going to get a mold, and the mold will kill the seed. So it's got to dry on the paper towel, rub it, and get all the junk that's there. Pick the seeds, put them in a white envelope, write the name on it, and then put it someplace where it's cool. Now, what I do, like for glads that I want to save from year to year, I put them in the legs of pantyhose, and I put a nail in the rafters of my basement, and I hang my glads in my wife's old pantyhose, because as it stretches, it opens up the weave and the air can circulate, and that way I don't get a problem with mold. So you take a regular paper envelope, put the dry seeds on it, staple it to the rafter in your basement. It's going to keep it nice and cool. And then when it's time to plant, you go downstairs, take the envelope off that you wrote the name and what it is, and then you plant them, and you'll be all set.
Okay, that's great. Does the same go for the... I also have heirloom, some herbs. I have dill, oregano, and basil. I wait for them to produce a flower.
Right. Now, oregano is a perennial.
Oh, it is?
Yeah,
oh, so
oregano...
Right.
And, I mean, I live in Maine. I live in Kennebunk, and... I've had some oregano probably 10 years, and it's gone from a 4-inch pot to 2-foot in diameter. Basil is not. So you'll have to let it go to bloom, And when it makes the seed pods, and they begin to get good size, and they turn brown, then pick them. And again, put them in a paper bag with the top open. They'll burst open. They'll dry, and then you can harvest them and store them the same way.
So I put that flower pod,
mm-hmm.
and just put it in a bag.
Yep. And what's going to happen? That flower pod will explode.
All right.
And it will eject all of the seeds, and because they're in the bag, they'll be trapped. And they'll all be on the bottom. And then you'll have your seed for next year.
Oh, all right. And then do I put those seeds in an envelope, or do I just leave them in that paper bag?
I would put them in an envelope and staple it to the rafters. And that way what a lot of people do is they'll try and save bulbs and stuff, and they'll put them in boxes on a tool chest in the basement, and they forget them. And then spring comes, they forget to plant it, and by the time they find it, it's too late, and they've dried out. So I take my glads, any seeds that I want to save, and I put them on the rafters in my basement, and that way they don't freeze on me. The only plants that I don't do that, like dahlias or begonias, I put in wooden boxes, cover them with peat moss, and set them on the floor in the basement or a crawl space, if that's what you have.
Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? You spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that with soil moist granules. Just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of soil moist granules. The soil moist granules will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's soil moist.
Make this your best gardening season yet. Hi, I'm Alinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Invest a bit of time now to ensure a bountiful harvest and beautiful landscape throughout the season. And include Milorganite, eco-friendly, all-purpose fertilizer, as part of your formula for success. Use Milorganite organic nitrogen fertilizer in all your planting beds. The low nitrogen, slow release formula makes Milorganite goof-proof and good for the environment. So choose Milorganite for better results naturally. Available wherever garden supplies are sold.
I have news for you about a product named Dynamite Complete Plant Food. Folks, this is a great fertilizer for flowers, vegetables, shrubs, and houseplants. You name it. The slow-release nutrients in Dynamite will allow you to apply just once at the start of the growing season. Just sprinkle Dynamite around the root zone of your vegetables, flowers, or shrubs. Dynamite provides a constant feeding that plants need, not a blast of fertilizer that washes away. I have had great success using this product, and you will too. Remember, Dynamite.
Make this your best gardening season yet. Hi, I'm Alinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Invest a bit of time now to ensure a bountiful harvest and beautiful landscape throughout the season. And include Milorganite, eco-friendly, all-purpose fertilizer, as part of your formula for success. Use Milorganite organic nitrogen fertilizer in all your planting beds. The low nitrogen, slow release formula makes Milorganite goof-proof and good for the environment. So choose Milorganite for better results naturally. Available wherever garden supplies are sold.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Springtime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
Sunday morning, and you're listening to the Paul Parent Garden Club. We're trying to help you to have a great-looking garden. So we're taking your calls, and that number is 855-660-4261. Shane, who's up next?
Next up, we have Alan in New York State. He's concerned about a grapevine that's entangled in a lilac bush.
Okay, Alan. Good morning. How can we help you out today?
My daughter has a large lilac that has a grapevine, wild grapevine, that's entangled. She's taken out all the vines. She's left with a root that's about 6 inches in diameter. What is the best way to get rid of it without hurting the lilac? And then I have a quick second question, if possible.
Okay, yep. Now, she's removed all of the vines from the grape, you said, right?
Yep.
Okay. Now, what's going to happen is she cuts everything down to the ground, and the grape may begin to sucker. So have a pull as much of the stumps that remain out of that lilac clump. And if the grape does return and she notices the foliage, what she should do is to get a product. She can use a broadleaf weed killer. She can use cleanup made by Bonide Lawn and Garden that's made in your state of New York. And you can't spray it because you're going to have foliage of the lilac at the same level as the grape. So you mix some of the cleanup in a container, and you can make like a quart of it in like an empty coffee can. Follow the directions for the amount to add. Mix it in a coffee can. Get a paintbrush 2 inches wide. Now paint the cleanup on the foliage of the grapevine. If you use a sprayer, is going to give you a myth that will also hit the lilac, and that will kill the lilac plant. So by painting the individual leaves, just you could do that with poison ivy, poison oak, poison sumac coming into your shrubs. You just paint it on the leaves, and in your case, the grapevine will die, and the lilac will be safe.
You can't bore holes in the stump and do anything with that?
Cleanup works better through the foliage.
Through the foliage, okay.
Yeah. See, and even if you spill some of the cleanup on the ground, it will not hurt the plant. It's got to go in through the foliage as a systemic foliar spray.
Okay. Second question. Ashes from a pellet stove, are they same as a wood stove as far as being like lime?
Yep. Wood pellets could be regular trees that they use for a fireplace or for a wood stove. It could be old pallets. It could be old building material that's lumber that they put into a pellet form. It could be wood chips when they grind up the branches and then dry them. But it's a form of naturally occurring wood, and depending on the company, they can use anything. And that, as it burns and turns to ashes, a 5-gallon bucket will treat 1,000 square feet of your lawn. And the best part, when you put it down, you're going to see results of changing the acidity in your soil in a 2-week period. The old-fashioned powdered lime, a 50-pound bag of it, took 6 months to do the same thing. So that if you applied it in the spring, it didn't work until the fall. So save your ashes from the pellet stove. And if you want to go out in the middle of winter and throw it in the perennial beds around flowering shrubs, it will help rhododendrons and azaleas to set buds, because sometimes the soil gets too acidic. Thank you. And Shane, thank you also for your help today.
Hi, I'm Dr. Lorraine Hurley, and for over a decade, I've helped people maintain optimal health. I'd like to tell you about my choice of a powerful anti-aging antioxidant formula that also helps reduce damage caused by radiation. Z-Radical contains bucoidin, and there are over 700 studies showing how powerful it is. Z-Radical is a totally organic pure extract, and it is available by calling 855-315-8326. Again, it's 855-315-8326, or visit my website, drhurley.net. Iodine is necessary, but Z-Radical is so much more. Hi, I'm Dr. Lorraine Hurley, here to tell you about an amazing pain relief formula. Unlike Tylenol, Advil, or ibuprofen, Livinity Pain Relief formula is completely non-toxic and actually stimulates healing. Livinity Pain Relief comes in a gel or capsule, and in my years of helping people, I've never seen anything like it. After rubbing a small amount on an aching muscle or a sore joint, many people report the pain is gone within a minute. Call 855-315-8326, that's 855-315-8326, or visit drhurley.net for more information.